Hey guys, thank you for clicking play again. I appreciate it. I noticed a little bit more subscribers or adding onto the list, and that's awesome. I truly appreciate that. So today is, Super Bowl. It's a big day, so I just wanted to jump on today to just share another tip, and then, I can get a little bit more meaty in episode 8. So one of the things I wanted to say, and I wanted to kind of recap episode 6, is just, hopefully you gathered everything that I said from episode 6, where we talked about asset liability, and we talked about the E box, the S and the B and the I. Hopefully from episode 6, and also from you reading the Rich Dad Poor Dad book, it motivates you to realize, you know what? I got a habit of buying liabilities. I have a habit of adding liability on my list. And if you did figure that out, or if you're almost there, it's good. Because, again, that was one of the things that was a big aha moment for me, and for Avery, and for Michaela, and for Kate, was that we realized, okay, our habit needed to change. And our habits are easy. Now, let's take that back. Habits are not easy to change, but it can change. It can change. And but first, you have to understand what you're doing is hurtful, and that's hurtful to your finance. You have to understand that first. And then once you do, which hopefully episode 6 and episode and then the Rich Dad Poor Dad book, you realize, you know what? This needs to change. All right? And then the more you take away from your liability, the more that list gets shorter and shorter, the more money it frees up for you to do something and invest in the I box. All right? Or to invest into the B box. Or to invest into the small box to create more income to invest into the I box. So it's truly important first to understand where you are, and hopefully that book, the book, and also the podcast 6 is motivating you to realize I need to and I will make a change. So one of the things I want you to do, and again, I did this. I wrote it down. I wrote that paper down, and I would like you to write the date on it. Because what you want to do is by the end of this year, 2018, you want that liability column to get shorter. And the money that you're saving from that liability, you're going to take that money to either invest into the I box, which is the investor box, or you're going to, which is the box that money works for itself, or you're going to take that money that you're saving now from the liability box, and you're going to create your S box, which is a small business, or you're going to create a B box, which is your big business. Or, if you're going to get another job and you're in the E box, you can create another job. That's okay. Take that money, that extra income, to whether you create, you take that extra income to remove the liability, or you take that extra job to start your a small business or your big business, or you take that extra income to go into the I box. All right? So that's how that works. And hopefully that motivated you to realize that, and I want you to write that down. Hopefully you did do that report card, and I want you to put the date on there. Because if you are serious about what to change this, 2019, 4th January 2019, that report card would change. That report card will change. And so, whatever letter you have from A through F, it will change. So, that's what I wanted to jump on here right before the Super Bowl to just kind of throw that in there. And then I wanted to give a tip. All right. So, back in episode, I believe it was 5 or 4. I spoke that the first year we wanted to figure out how to create our team. And I gave tips on how to create a team by either individually seeking the brokers, the contractors, appraisers, you know, title companies, insurance companies, all right? So I spoke on that. Or you can find a reputable, successful real estate agent. And you don't want to go too high in on the ladder when it comes to real estate agent. You know, there's agents, there's good agent, and then there's whale agent. And whale agents are the top earners. Those are the ones that get all the big leads, all the big deals, all the big houses. And those guys are constantly busy. And so they're called the whale agent. And the whale agents are guys that are the top rollers in that company, whether it's John L. Scott, you know, Coldwell Banker, whatever. It's they're the top guys or female in that company. And that is called the whale agent. You could look for that whale agent, or you can go just a couple more steps below the whale agent, because sometimes the whale agent is constantly busy that they don't have time for the newbies. All right. They don't have time for the newbies, the newbie investors, because they have the 10 and 20 years investors that are constantly giving them repetitive volume of properties and they're making money constantly. They don't have time to babysit a brand new investor, you know, like I was starting out, and like you, if you're going to start out. So you want to go maybe a couple steps below the whale agent, right? You want to get someone that understands and are good at what they do, but will love your story where you are going to increase volume and value to their team so that they, in 2 to 3 years, become the whale agent. All right. So building your team is very important. And then in 2014, if I try to go back and think about it, we were doing that. We were constantly going to see people that was going to be a part of our team. I talked about wholesale, and I talked about, in a couple of the episodes, I talked about wholesale. And, you know, if there was steps into real estate, wholesale would be the first thing you need to learn how to do. And the most beneficial way to learn how to do something is to interact with someone that is good at what they're doing that you want to learn. Again, there's good wholesalers and there's bad wholesalers. All right. And you have to learn from a good wholesale. All right. A good wholesale is a person that is that understands their market. They have a pool of buyers, investors, and they're constantly getting deals tied up under contract. So how do you find those wholesalers, right? That's a good question. How do you find those wholesalers? And so one way you can find those wholesalers is you want to go to Craigslist. You can go to Craigslist, go to real estate ad, and then go to sale, and then search wholesalers. And you should be able to find guys that have, you know, we buy houses, we flip homes. Those are typically wholesalers. They're marketing that property that they tied up from a seller. They tied it up under contract, and they're marketing it to sell to an investor. Remember, wholesaling is a very good skill to have, whether you're beginning or you're a veteran. It's a very good skill to have because you can make money if you're a veteran or if you're a beginner. All right. And so that's one way to find a wholesaler. Another way to find a wholesaler is when you're driving, start being a little bit more aware of your surrounding. If you're driving, start looking for signs. And I'm sure you've seen those bandit signs. Whether it's the yellow sign that says we buy houses cash, we close fast, investors need it. Those signs are typically wholesalers trying to find a deal from someone that is driving. And those bandit signs are usually in high traffic area. They might be around Home Depot, Lowe's. They might be on a highway that is, you know, that has a good traffic and then a good stop to where the car owners are able to look at the sign. So another way to find a wholesaler to sit down and talk to is Craigslist, and bandit signs. And bandit signs are signs that are on the street, that are in high traffic areas, saying, we buy cash now, we close fast, we buy ugly houses, as is, where is, we buy. Any of those language is what is pretty much typically a wholesaler. So your goal, and one of the things that I did in 2014 is when I started to interact and build my team. And so I needed to find a wholesaler. I needed to find a wholesaler because I kind of knew what to do a little bit, but you always want to find someone that really knows what they're doing. So on my journey, I was driving and I saw a sign and it said, we buy houses cash, and they were everywhere. So I again went ahead safely, whether you pull over or if you're in the passenger seat, have a notepad around so you can write that down. And then, you know, this world, you have cell phone as well. But you want to write that down. You want to give that person, whether it's a he or she, a call, and you want to say, hey, you know, my name is XYZ, and, you know, is there any way I can sit down with you to have a conversation on wholesaling? All right. When I did that to my first wholesaler, he was a very cool guy. He was like, you know, hey, man, I'm busy, you know, I do a lot of deals. And I'm like, I will find time that works for you. We're in Washington State, and Washington State is a very Starbucks state. So I said, hey, I'll buy you something to drink. I just need 10 to 15 minutes of your time. And with that being said, he said, you know what? I can do this day. Meet me here at Starbucks. And that was over there in Kent, Washington. So if that individual is listening to this podcast, which is on my friends list on Facebook, which I haven't pushed it out yet publicly on Facebook, this podcaster, but eventually that person possibly might hear this conversation I'm having now. But he was very cool about it, and he was very cool, and I just want to say that I appreciated him taking that time to do that for me when I was starting out as a newbie, trying to learn how to wholesale. So I really want to say thank you very much. It was in Kent, Washington, and it was at a Starbucks. And so with that information, that person should know who I'm talking about. All right. So then we went a couple of days later. I met him up, sat down, and I was eager to just drill him with a lot of questions. And I believe I did. I did drill him with a lot of questions. Hey, man, you know, how do you do this? How do you do that? And everything that I drove was to try to get information because I needed it. But as of today, which is 2018 now, what I would recommend for you to do when you sit down with your first wholesaler, right? I want you to, while you might be eager to say, gimme, 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 and you're ready to grab every single thing from that person, I would say, hold on doing that. Because this is what I've learned now and when I sit down in 2018. What you want to do, you want to first try to connect with that person. And a good way to connect with someone personally is first have a light conversation. And one of the light conversations you can have with this wholesaler that is doing wholesaling, something that you want to learn, is first just ask that person about their story. So how did you start this business? And if you started in that way, that could help you in understanding how the wholesale began, how this person is successful at doing what they do, which is wholesaling. And at the same time, you're going to build that personal connection with that person before you start saying, gimme, 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 gimme. And after the person is completed with their wholesaling story and how they began wholesaling, you want to start to figure out how you can help that person in their business. All right. And so the next thing you want to do is say, you know, how can I help you in your wholesale? Because if you start helping that person and you're giving, right, you're asking this person that you want to give, that person is going to open up and give you more stories, and give you more golden nuggets, give you more secrets, because you're looking to help him, not just help yourself and then take off. So you want to ask that person, how can I help you in this business? And see what that person says. And then hopefully you start to build a a weekly or a monthly or, you know, connection with this person, and you start interacting. And if you're helping this person in their business, you're also learning the trade as well. All right. So that is very important to do. So remember that when it comes to wholesaling. How do you find a wholesaler? You have the bandit signs and you have Craigslist. And then you also want to start to be an active listener. All right. When you start this whole journey and to become better in financial education, you're going to have to be an active listener. I'm talking about on the airplane. I'm talking about in the supermarket. I'm talking about at church. I'm talking about at your work. You know, driving, you're going to start to look around and be more active. You're going to start to be aware of your surroundings, because at your surroundings, once you start having the right knowledge and you start looking for the things that you know, you start putting your mind to start looking for things, it will start to appear because you're looking for it. You have an understanding for it. So keep that in mind. One of the things, to go. So hopefully that helps with the wholesale tip. I wanted to go ahead now and talk a little bit on, just a little bit back on the episode 6, where the financial education. It's very important to increase that financial education. You know, we have our girls, they're 7 years old, and that's Avery and Michaela. And, you know, one of the things that I'm doing for Avery and Michaela is we're trying to improve and teach them at 7 years old, or even at 5 and 4, we were starting to teach them how to improve their financial education. We're talking to them about money. We're talking to them on, you know, learning how to change their habits, you know, from the asset and the liability. So that's something that you want to start talking. If you have kids, start talking about it as you discover it at whatever age you're at now. It's okay. But start to make that a natural thing for those kids. Because when you have those multi and billionaires, that's the first thing their kids are getting, is that information. So they have nothing else but to understand how to have good habits and buy assets. You know, when we first started out, you know, we were prone to buy bad things, which was our habits and liabilities. And as of 2018, we slowly, with education and with action, slowly changed our habits to learn now how to buy assets. And it's so crazy that we're easier to pull a trigger on buying an asset, and we're delayed to buying a liability. And so it can change if you want it to change and be around people that are pulling the trigger easily to buy assets and taking a little bit of time and evaluating, do I need this liability? So hopefully this helped. It is the Super Bowl, so I'm going to go ahead and try to watch this game. This is, I don't watch any other football season or anything of that nature, but this is a day that I do try to break away from, personal growth and thinking about business and just relax and watch the Super Bowl. So again, I have a couple of friends and a little family that's coming over, and we're going to sit back and watch the Super Bowl. And so hopefully you guys enjoyed everything from this episode. Hopefully you learned a lot. And I still have a lot more to share. So if this, episode or all these episodes are working for you, please share it to someone that you know that wants to learn. All right. Someone that wants to be serious. It's very important, again, to have mentors. You want to have books in your, you want to have audio. You want to have YouTube. You want to have people that you can interact with to know that, you know what, this person is doing what I want. So if you know of someone, or if it's you, make sure you share this information. Share my page. So that they can benefit from it as well. My name is Courtney Lindsay. And again, you guys can find me at yellowribbonventures.com. Or you can find us at Yellow Ribbon Ventures LLC at Facebook or Instagram. I'm always happy to be on here. And I just heard the bell for one of my guests. I got to go. So again, thank you guys. Bye.